Skunk Works, How to Become an Inventor. Laddie doth protest too much, for rather it is easier to be an inventor than not to be one. William F. Shakespeare. In other words, the world is your oyster. The components with which you invent things are all around you. Plus, you don't really want to invent complicated things, but rather improve the things that people are used to. To give a few examples of very interesting findings, Samsung's exploding batteries was quite an eye-opener. It taught me that hardware is second. It is a bad idea to manufacture your own hardware. It is best to encourage many companies to develop the hardware, and then just make sure that your operating system of choice runs on it. And the operating system of choice today is Post-Market OS, which is based on Alpine Linux, and comes with multiple UI systems. The Raspberry Pi is the modern Commodore 64. It is the development machine, and it hasn't got a single flaw. Single board computers of today will change the future. Plus, they will power the thing I'm about to mention next. Alexa, Siri, Cortana, and Google Assistant are a step in the right direction, but a very small step, unfortunately. The way these technologies made it into our homes is an amazing idea. And before I go further, let me just emphasize that you are a programmer without a language. We have Zapier and IFTTT, to some degree the Automator, but like the assistants above, this is a really tiny step. The average person deserves a programming language. And now, imagine what I would call an agent network. An anthropomorphized Internet of Things, where hardware devices are dressed up as assistants and hang out in a chat room together, right in your house. The use of bots in a chat room is nothing new, and that is good. You want to invent as little as possible. The bots can talk to each other in the chat rooms. Siri can get Alexa to reorder things, and Cortana can get the Roomba going. But that is the least of it. All we did in this example was to reduce the bloated technologies of today. Here, we are replacing IFTTT-type applications with some bots that issue commands and some bots that execute them. The real fun comes in when you replace the thermostat with a Raspberry Pi-based bot and give it a human name to turn it into another assistant that Siri, for example, can talk to. This gets us to a point where there exists a chat room with multiple robots that can list the commands they understand, and the commands will be in plain English. You control which bots are in which chat room. This serves as a security and customization mechanism. At this point, we add a new robot, one with a programming language that is easy to understand and manage. This would be a WikiWiki web-like program that revolves around the event emitter pattern. Here, the user can create text pages, but also event handler pages that conveniently list what emits events and what listens to them under the What Links Here section. One of the most useful events here is the incoming text event, which would be coming in from the chat room in English. And here, a GUI interface would help the user either drop the message or do something with it. Sometimes that something could be as simple as conditionally contributing to the ongoing bot conversation in the chat room. So the thermostat bot, let's call her Amber, could report that she is about to turn the heat on because it is only 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Let us create a new bot. Let us call her Baia, after the Greek goddess of force, anger, and raw energy. And she will be responsible for conserving energy when nobody is home. Baia will respond to Amber. She will tell her to delay that order until human presence is detected in the house by the security system. And programming this only deals with selecting Amber as the bot to listen to, entering the text to monitor for, which in this case is, I am about to turn the heat on because it is only, wildcard, degrees Fahrenheit. Exiting the program early if the security bot Ansel reports human presence, and if the program keeps going, then issuing a delay order to Amber, also from a drop-down box. This is a very simple programming language that revolves around basic input forms and easy-to-read text. Most of this would already be preset by the publisher, but it is still accessible and understandable by the user. This whole thing requires nothing more than a chat room and a vision beyond a single assistant. Imagine that couple returning from a weekend vacation, noticing the long conversation between Amber, the thermostat, and Baia, the energy conservation system, and modifying Amber's code to directly speak with Ansel, the security bot that keeps track of the presence of humans in the house. What we are doing here is bringing every program under the same interface, the interface of chat and text. You can still play computer games and browse the internet with the latest browser, but there is also an IRC server where the robots in your house can communicate with one another. And event emitter flavored WikiWiki Web, designed to outlast the house, designed for long-term operations. There is never a problem with remembering what robots are in the house, as they all hang out in the lobby of the chat system. And it is not always necessary to program a thing. Sometimes just logging in and typing at Amber, turn the heat up to 73 degrees will suffice. In conclusion, to think like an inventor, look around you. The things that surround you are the things that you manipulate to create something new. Never complicate things. Simplify them. You can't improve something by making it more complex. Don't be evil. Don't be small-minded. Life is too short for shallow thinking. Your inventions, or independent inventions, as the case may be, as little as caps that you put on laces in sweatpants so that you can pull the lace out, should one be pulled in by the washer, or as large as the invention of a human-readable programming language, belong in your thick and beautiful portfolio. Just imagine it. Shiny, heavy covers with an intricate, high-resolution, generative art graphic on the front, and your smiling face on the back. And maybe on the front, too. Why the heck not? Don't just think of it as your portfolio, but as a book of your inventions that also doubles as your portfolio. You don't have to give TED Talks or try to find a manufacturing company or software developers to work on your project. You just need to put a book together. And these days, you don't even need a publisher. Just use printing on demand. And remember to think of the leading companies as your private research laboratories. Pay attention to what they are doing and where they are failing, and especially pay attention to their shortcomings. The business world is a dog-scratch-dog world. When you become one of the world's most celebrated inventors, all those companies will own and study a copy of your fancy book. Oh, and one more thing. Always put "don't be evil" as a clause in your legal paperwork. Once the lawyers start calling you if that part can be removed, just say no and hang up.